Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, Metallica! One of John's faves. One of many people's faves. Great band. And a band you can say, courtesy of, well, us, actually. Because we're giving away Metallica tickets today. You're going to be in town. Hold on, I gotta let this play out here. John, what former NFL player do you want to just run into when you hear this music? Who do you want to just... And you can't say Junior Seau because we love him and he's passed away.
Oh.
Who would you want to destroy upon hearing this song?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I like guys that I played
How about Micah Parsons? You come back out of retirement and drill Micah Parsons?
Oh my gosh. I don't know how well that would work. I did try to coach him at one point in time. He was a rising senior in high school, and it was in Canton, Ohio at the Hall of Fame. I was a coach on a staff with a bunch of guys who were former players.
Not taking Big John's advice back then?
Well, no, not at all. And he was really, really tough to get through to at the time. And he was, you know, he was riled up. He was feeling pretty good about himself.
Okay. So he'd be a guy to go.
He was an incredible talent. You could see from the get-go. And you could see he was very tall. He was very slender. I talk all the time how I hated the guys who could keep me out of their body the long arms.
Yeah.
He had those long arms. He had that build that, you know, coming off an edge would be really tough for me to block, but he kept trying to take his shirt off that had his position and his number on it because he wanted to play offense. He kept like hopping into my huddle with my running back.
Immature.
It was not the time and place to be doing stuff like that. It was it should have been a lot more buttoned up than the way he was conducting himself.
I wonder how much of that type of stuff led to him going, what was he ultimately, 12, 11, 10,
sure.
Something like that. Because, you know, obviously, I mean, it was very clear in the first month of his first season, he was a top two or three guy.
Look, I thought,
mean, that was very obvious.
Well, we talked a lot about how I thought he was not going to have success in the league.
Yeah, because based on your personal interaction with him. Yeah.
And he has been very successful.
Yeah, he's a great player. All right, so Metallica, bottom line is you can win tickets here today. And here's how's. We give away tickets to Metallica's tour, the M72 World Tour. They stop in town next week, by the way, Friday, May 23rd. So this leads you right into Memorial Day weekend. Friday the 23rd at the Link, Super Bowl champ Link. Tickets on sale right now. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. But win them here today, and here's how. You got to tell us who or what you're sick of. So every once in a while, we'll do it. It's a sick day. Why? Because John Ritchie driving in here yet again. And you're not supposed to deal with this in the 4 a.m. hour. But yet again, dealt with 76 traffic.
I really did.
Which is almost impossible at 4:30 a.m. I mean, it's 4 freaking 30 a.m.
Today, it was torrential.
Yeah.
It was a downpour.
Rain affected.
But there were two accidents that I ran across, and then there were also the aero guys, people who, and the trucks who kind of make sure that everything is safe, like the scout trucks who go ahead. The problem this morning was flooding.
Well, that can...
You had major floods, and so cars
really
are coming
too.
And hitting those things and hydroplaning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you had the scout trucks going ahead, and you had accidents happening
all
over the place.
We'll kind of give 76 a little bit of a pass today because it was rain affected.
Yes, but it was still
know.
Problematic.
Yeah, like at 76 will find a way, no matter what time it is, to have a traffic
it
jam.
Does, yes. It does mess you up. So look, we're all sick of 76, have been for years. We ask you today, who or what are you sick of? Best answer, whoever provides it wins the Metallica tickets. One disclaimer, we're not talking about the worst elements of society, the big bad, the racism, the poverty. We're with you guys. We don't like it either. We're sick of that. We hope for better times for the world on all those fronts. Bring it down like four levels, like 76. Who or what are you sick of? John Ritchie, best answer. This goes for everyone. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the Pete Rose situation, the Eagles schedule, Eagles Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper, we'll get to that in a moment. Who or what are you sick of? Best answer wins Metallica tickets. Ritchie, what do you got?
Well, I was sick of 76 this morning, but I also, I guess, if I need to delve into some other stuff, I've been trying to remove wallpaper.
Oh, well, that's brutal.
I'm sick of wallpaper. I'm sick of the people before me in the house that I live in who decided to wallpaper multiple times over wallpaper.
That's the worst.
I am now removing multiple layers of wallpaper. I take it off. Strip it down.
Don't be lazy.
Please do it the right way. How many people did this the wrong way?
Many, many, many people.
And now I'm paying the price with these scrapers and everything and chemicals everywhere because you couldn't just do the job properly.
That's brutal. Devin, who or what are you sick of?
So I recently came across this problem. I feel like I do every few months. It is unusually difficult to print things these days. If you don't own a printer yourself, which a lot of people don't, it is really hard to find a printer. And
there's
like I know that there's a printer here at WIP. I have several workplaces that have printers, but no one knows how to connect to it. You ask an intern, you ask a producer, no one knows how. And
it's so difficult.
Eventually, you just got to give up and go to Staples and pay to print something.
And some documents you don't want to send to like a Seltzer or Dan Wilson to help me out because it might be sensitive material.
Exactly.
Oh, right?
Exactly.
Sure. All right, Wilson in for Seltzer today. Dan, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Do you like Eagles Cowboys?
I do. I preferred the Commanders or Rams initially, but ultimately I'm in on the idea.
Commanders would have been
raising
amazing.
The banner in front of Jerry.
There you
hey,
go.
Joe, his name is not Dan.
What's his name? The Buzz thing?
Yeah.
So what's the Buzz background?
So we explained this yesterday briefly, but it comes from Buzzkill, which was my nickname in middle school, which is since shortened to Buzz.
That's what it comes from?
Yeah, it comes from Buzzkill.
It's not a positive nickname.
Oh, I'm aware.
I thought it was just because you have a buzz cut.
No, a lot of people assume that. No, it came from Buzzkill. I fully embraced it, and here we are.
All right, Buzz, talk to me. Who or what are you sick of?
Yeah, so Devin actually knows this because we've sat together in a number of the Phillies games this year. I love keeping score.
Ooh, you're gonna rip Phillies press people?
No.
Oh, here you go. That'd be great. Let's go juicy. Let's go media members.
No,
Who are your media members? Who are you sick of?
I'm not sick of anyone. Not sick of the media members. But she knows that I like to keep score. I think it keeps you more engaged in the game. I'm sick of the bogus scoring in Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
I mean, there are zero errors anymore.
I agree.
Even if the ball's hit right to the guy.
I totally agree. All right, everyone get dialing. Who or what are you sick of? 215-592-9494. Rhea, what do you got?
So, I live in South Philly, and I understand when you're going down a side street and you're delivering pizza, an Amazon deliver. Sometimes you block. When there are parking spaces.
Yep.
And they pull in the street and don't pull over.
Oh,
it's
man.
Insanely lazy. It drives me nuts.
That's such a good answer.
There's a lot of good answers here. Let me give you one.
But then maybe I would be mad if they took a parking space and I would sit there and say, I needed that parking space, and this guy who's delivering.
No, but they take up the entire road. Like, if it's a two-lane, they take up an entire lane, so then it causes a traffic jam.
Yeah. You put your flashers on, and then I know that you're going to be there for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Look, there's a lot of ways to go. Let me give you one I'm sure a lot of people have dealt with. It's when you order food to your home. Now, don't do as often as I do, but you order food to your home. You don't get the right order. Okay, maybe you don't get the condiment. Like you went to the McDonald's and you want the hot mustard. You don't get the hot mustard.
Is this about the hot mustard
for
real?
This is largely about the hot mustard. And here's the problem.
Wait, you ordered McDonald's delivered?
Oh, yeah. Many. I mean, I'd say 15, 20 times.
Really?
But here's the point. Who do you call
You can't even go and pick it up yourself at McDonald's.
Who do you app to correct this?
You can't, because I tried that before.
Right, it's not the driver's fault.
No.
He picks up the bag from the plate,
but
I can't send the driver.
It's your fault for trying to get McDonald's delivered,
Joe. It's McDonald's fault for not getting me the right order.
It is.
No,
but I can't ask the Uber guy to go.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Saraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And back. For
I got somebody to bring it
terrible
back.
You're focusing on the wrong thing, John. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I got it. I had ordered soup. I'd had some dental surgery, and soup was the only thing I could eat, and I ordered something for Clark. And I said to the guy, where's the soup? And he goes, Oh my God. So I tried to contact the delivery.
Right.
They go, well, there's nothing we could do about it. The guy goes, I'll bring it back. I forgot it.
Well, that's very nice.
And it was very nice.
But the reality is the Uber driver, his job is done.
Yeah.
You can't say to the place, we'll go, like, it doesn't, they don't just give you a guy. It's very, I mean, that one time being obvious, you know, exception.
I order from them a lot. He knows.
All right. Give me a great answer. Who or what are you sick of? Best answer, whoever provides it, you're headed to Metallica. By the way, coming up in a minute, we get into the Pete Rose situation. Wild twist yesterday in what's been a 35-year saga, minimum. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've now been a patient for 2 decades, even a little longer. My mom and patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a really big-time dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you're struggling with your teeth, get yourself to PI Dental Center. If you're not struggling with your teeth, get yourself a year-to-year maintenance to PI Dental Center. Either way, they can help you. PIDentalCenter.com, that's the website. They're the best in the business. Guys, I'm telling you, the best in the business. It's why you should visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, Pete Rose, big topic. It's going to be the single biggest topic nationally in American sports today and perhaps locally. Obviously, the news came out yesterday that Major League Baseball has decided to reinstate Pete Rose after his death into the game of baseball. He obviously can't manage a game because he is, in fact, dead. Let me read the statement as issued by Commissioner Manfred. I'll read this, and then we'll react together to a lot of elements to it. There's one main thing that's sticking in my craw about this today, but let me first read the statement from the commissioner yesterday. He released this following statement. In my view, a determination must be made regarding how the phrase permanently ineligible should be interpreted in light of the purposes and policies behind Rule 21, which are to, one, protect the game from individuals who pose a risk to the integrity of the sport by prohibiting the participation of such individuals, and two, create a deterrent effect that reduces the likelihood of future violations by others. In my view, once an individual has passed away, the purpose for Rule 21 has been served. Obviously, a person no longer... This is the unbelievable sentence. This is actually in a statement by the commissioner. He's not... Well, maybe he's wrong. Obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Which, by the way, is debatable. It's debatable, that sentence. Anyway, he goes on to say, moreover, it is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. Therefore, I have concluded that permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual, and Mr. Rose will be removed from the permanently ineligible list. He went on to say, while it is my preference not to disturb decisions made by prior commissioners, Mr. Rose was not placed on the permanently ineligible list by commissioner action, but rather as a result of a 1989 settlement of potential litigation with the commissioner's office. My decision today is consistent with Commissioner Giamatti's expectation of that agreement. Here's my main issue, and I'm just curious if others, because there's a lot of ways we can go, guys. Here's my main one. I find it cowardly that Major League Baseball made this decision after he died. I know that they are saying he died is what led them to make the decision. What I'm saying is the concept that he only gets back in upon death, I find cowardly. I find that a cowardly, cheap-ass way to arrive at a conclusion. I don't like it at all. Now, there's a lot to it. There's the Hall of Fame thing. There's all of this stuff.
It's problematic that he himself predicted that baseball would do this.
He always said he would get in into baseball and maybe into the Hall of Fame after death.
Yes.
And this is step one to that.
He insisted this is what would happen, and now they are making it happen.
Yeah. I also, for years, and I've said this so many times on the show, I also found it not cowardly, but stupid. Let's use the word stupid. That about 35 years ago, the Hall of Fame came up with a rule that if you're on the ineligible list, we won't vote for or against you. You just won't be on the ballot. Like, where did that rule came from? They just, like, out of thin air, they're like, all right, Pete Rose is ineligible, therefore he's not going to be, as a relatively recently retired guy, someone we vote on. So he's never been voted upon.
This is just a further blemish. This continues to, I don't know, seep. You know, it's like a wound that's seeping.
Now, to be fair, not healing. Not a savory character. A lot of ways. We know that.
No, there's a lot of elements. He was an awful person. Awful person. But he was a great baseball player.
He was a great baseball player. Rhea, where do you stand on this? This is complicated. Where are you at?
Oh, it's very complicated. And I will say, Joe, what you said about that sentence being debatable, it's absolutely debatable whether or not, you know, he can tarnish the integrity, because there's a lot of people who think it will if he gets it.
That's correct.
And by the way, I'll add another.
So take the steroid guys, which is now going to be part of this
conversation. Does Barry Bonds have to wait till he's dead?
Does he have to wait till he's dead? And if Barry Bonds gets in the Hall of Fame after he dies, does that impact the integrity of the game if Bonds is awarded the Hall of Fame in the year 2075 when he's dead?
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. I mean, Joe has been dead for 70 years.
Yeah, I think you can make a case the integrity of the game is still impacted if someone gets in the Hall of Fame that any number of millions think should not get in the Hall of Fame. Yeah,
Pete Rose, it's so hard to talk about him because, you know, as a kid, you know, I loved him as a baseball player.
We adored him.
I mean, you know, the Phillies don't win that World Series without him. But a reprehensible human being after that. I mean, he was his own worst enemy for years.
Yes, he was.
And so, I mean, the Phillies, didn't they disinvite him to the Wall of Fame ceremony a couple years ago?
Yes.
They rescinded doing the bobblehead, but they supported it. It's, you know.
Is it cowardly that they let him in after he's passed away?
Oh, 100%.
Because that, guys, that's one of our three Twitter poll questions. We got three different poll questions today, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question today, is it cowardly for MLB to reinstate Pete Rose only after he died? Yes or no? Second poll question, do you like that the Eagles played Dallas week one, yes or no? Third poll question, we'll get into this more in the 7 o'clock hour. Are you concerned about Bryce Harper's play short-term or long-term? Short-term or long-term concerns with Bryce, given how he's played?
The last two are easier than the first one.
All right, yes or no on that. Devin, the Pete Rose thing, where do you stand?
I don't support it, and I don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame, but it is what it is.
And is that based on the betting thing, the lying thing, the sexual
statutory
thing?
Statutory rape thing.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, that thing.
That thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, there are so many complexities to it, and, you know, what he was accused of is part of this. Well, look, we'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494. Pete Rose, I mean, it's like the topic that'll never go away, really. I mean, the guy dies, and here it is again. I just don't like the manner in which baseball arrived at yesterday's decision. I think it's cowardly. If you're going to let him in while he's alive. If you're not going to let him in, don't let him in. But this idea of we'll let him in after he dies.
It's like he can't embarrass us anymore, so now we'll let him in.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
No, I mean, they kind of just said it like that, too.
Oh, I know they did.
They flat out came out and said, hey, we know he won't gamble because he's gone. So now we feel safe doing this. You know, Pete Rose was messy. Baseball, the way that they dealt with Pete Rose, that was messy. It's a shame that this part, too, it feels like it's just a shame that it had to be messy.
He did create the mess. I mean, let's be real. Baseball didn't create the mess. He created it.
So messy.
He created it. But I haven't respected various ways that decision makers have gone about, for lack of a better way to put it, adjudicating the complexity that he presented. And this is the latest example. The idea of you're back in as eligibility because you're dead. I don't get down with that. All right, AMA today at 7:20. Get those questions in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. We'll have some fun with that at 7:20 today. Phone calls on all these topics. Where do you stand on it? Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. As always, it is 94 WIP.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space, Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.